Hello again, everyone. This is Gary Miller bringing you the good news of the coming Kingdom of Yahweh. The Kingdom of Yahweh is on its way. It's a kingdom that will cover this earth. It will rule this earth for the better of the earth. Obviously, we need a government that is a right government. The world has all kinds of problems, as you well know. Everything from earthquakes to tsunamis and terrorism of all sorts and bombings and what have you. So the world does need a universal government. A government that's ruled in righteousness. And that's what the kingdom of Yahweh is all about, and that's what the Messiah, Yahshua, came preaching, is a coming kingdom of Yahweh, because we need peace on earth, which that kingdom will bring. Well, we're in the book of Revelation, studying the beast of Revelation, the ten horns of the beast of Revelation, and the woman that rides the beast. So far, we've shown that the beast is a king, very ferocious king, although he has a very pleasing personality on the outside, but behind that persona is a very ferocious, warlike individual. We've also established that the woman that rides the beast, mentioned in Revelation 17 in verse 1, verse 3, and verse 5, that woman is the city of Babylon, Iraq. It's an actual physical city. It's not some sort of a symbol of the Knights Templar or the Roman Catholic Church or the Vatican or Rome or Jerusalem. It is a city of Babylon. The city of Babylon is mentioned in Scripture 291 times. And in all those cases, it's referring to Babylon of Mesopotamia. Of course, a lot happened in Mesopotamia, but this is very, very important that we understand who this woman is, because it's pivotal in understanding the prophecies regarding the ten horns, which is what we're looking at. Last time we showed that the ten horns are kings of the Medes, kings of the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. And we got that from Revelations saying, first of all, that the ten horns destroy the whore. They destroy the whore. That's what it says over in Revelations, the 17th chapter and verse 16. Says that they do destroy this woman that rides the beast. They destroy the city of Babylon. Now, if we're going to find out who the ten horns are, we have to let the Bible tell us. Now, what is not commonly done is that we let the Bible tell us. Often people go to history and they say, well, it's the ten nations of Europe. But you have to let the Bible tell you who the ten horns are. And if the Bible does not tell us in prophecy who destroys the city of Babylon, the whore that rides the beast, then we just don't know. And we can't go to history or we can't go to secular events or whatever and impose all that on the Scriptures and get the right answer. We'll get an answer all right, but it won't be the correct answer. So in order to get the correct answer, we always have to go back to Peter's principle written in 2 Peter 1 and verse 20, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. As long as we stick with that, we'll get a consistent, completely consistent, biblical interpretation of biblical prophecy. So to find out who the ten horns are, we have to go to the Bible. We have to let the Bible name them for us. And once we know those names, then we can go to our modern world and to history to figure out who those nations are now, not go to some nations and impose it on the Scriptures. So here's what we find. We find that, as I've mentioned, that in Revelations it says that these ten horns destroy the city of Babylon. That's mentioned over in Revelation 17, verse 16. They hate the whore. They burn her with fire. They make her desolate. And that's the same thing we find in Isaiah and Jeremiah's prophecy. So we're going to let the prophecy, open prophecy. And here's what it says. I'm going to read that again. This is a great prophecy recorded that opens the mystery of the book of Revelations. And it is a mysterious book. And this angel that revealed this to John about the woman being a city that reigns over the nations of the earth, she's a lady of kingdoms, as it says over at another place. This lady that sits on the kings of the earth, as this angel revealed, is the city of Babylon, which is destroyed. Now, this great prophecy, Jeremiah 51:11, tells us who they are, who those ten horns are. How do we know? Because they destroyed Babylon as well. The Bible interprets the Bible. You cannot say that too much. You cannot overemphasize that. Let me read that again. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. Yahweh, King James Version says the Lord, which is on all caps, and that means Yahweh, has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes for his device against Babylon to destroy it. Now, Babylon's been through ups and downs many times in the past, but these prophecies have never been totally fulfilled. And we've already gone through that and proven that. Also, in going further here in Jeremiah, it says, prepare the nations against her, Babylon, referring back to Babylon, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes. Jeremiah 51, verses 27 and 28. To make the land of Babylon a desolation, verse 29. Very important phrase. To make the land of Babylon a desolation. Now recall what it said in Revelation 17, verse 16. The ten horns shall make her, Babylon, desolate. Prophecy opens prophecy. Here's the Bible's direct answer. No private interpretation, no references to a resurrected Holy Roman Empire, no papal domination of kings, no mystery of the orders of Knights Templar, no Roman Catholic underpinnings, no endless string of dynasties, all private interpretations, just plain scripture. The ten horns, the ten kings from the Medes, Mene, Ararat, and Ashkenaz will wreak a final destruction on Babylon. True, Babylon's been attacked many times throughout its history. We pointed it out last time, repeatedly, but never totally destroyed. And to get the details on this, I invite you to write for our booklet, The Second Coming of Babylon. It details more than I have time to go in right here. It will show you the historical details showing that Babylon's never been totally destroyed and who Babylon is. We've established it's the city of Babylon, Iraq. And don't forget now that the book of Revelations is a prophecy. It prophesies things which must shortly come to pass. These are words of prophecy, and I just quoted Revelations 1:1-3. And this includes the coming of this great end-time city of Babylon, the great city, and details her sudden fall. Of course, it's written about 90 A.D. when Babylon lay mostly in ruins, something hardly anybody would believe that she would ever rise again. But the book of Revelation, very detailed, gives a very detailed description of this huge metropolis that will rise in the desert over there in Babylon, Iraq. And she's going to be a major player on the world scene in a not-too-distant future. But who are the ten horns that destroyed Babylon? Who are they? Well, we know that they are those nations. Now, once we've established that, we're going to the Bible. We let it name the nations. Let the Bible interpret itself. Let prophecy open prophecy. I don't have any interpretation of the Bible. Somebody asked me what my interpretation is. It's very simple. I don't have one. I let the Bible interpret the Bible. So who are these nations today? That's what we have to do, is go to our present time and historically and establish who the nations are that were given in the prophecy in Jeremiah. And research shows beyond any doubt, if you really research it, you'll see that Turkey, parts of Armenia, are Ararat. Ararat is Turkey and parts of Armenia. Iran and Azerbaijan are Mene and Media. And Ashkenaz is western and northern Armenia and northwest Iran and Georgia. Now, when you look at maps and you study this, we've got this information, the Ten Horn Statistics is available. If you write us, that set of data will be sent to you at no charge. You just have to let us know. And it will show you how we came up with this set of names for the cities, or excuse me, the countries that represent or are now the Ten Horns: Turkey, Armenia, Iran, Azerbaijan, Western and Northern Armenia, Northwest Iran, and Georgia. These are locations that we can isolate that are these nations. These are nations from whom the biblical ten horns rise, and they're the ten horns of the beast. A coalition of ten horns, Revelation 17, verse 13 says, these have one mind, and they will arise from these countries. Now, here's the Bible's stunning answer to this long-standing mystery of who the ten horns are. This is not our interpretation. This is the biblical interpretation of who they are. Now, I'm sure many are going to resist the Bible's interpretation rather than their own. Bible prophecy shows in the last days that these ten horn nations will attack the Babylon of Chaldea, that's Mesopotamia or modern Iraq. This probably excludes Iraq unless the modern boundaries presently outline Iraq, which was established in the 1920s, if they do not exclude Ashkenaz, Ararat, Mini, and Media. But is there another ten-horn nation? There's a possibility that Germany may be. If you get the latest edition of our Insight magazine, we give you the details of that. So let me just say right now, if you get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine, but we'll send it to you at no price, no subscription charge at all. So all you have to do is write us at ICY, Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas 72455, or visit us online at icyahweh.org. That's icyahweh.org, I-C-Y-A-A-H-W-H.org, and we will send you those ten horn statistics, and you will see where we get this information. But we know that these nations are going to be prominent players in the not too distant future. Now, these ten horns and who they are going to be the heart-stopping issues of this next generation. The beast that carries them, the woman, and the ten horns are going to be major players in world events. You're going to see it on CNN and ABC News. You're going to see it on the major news outlets. Prophecy opened before your very eyes. So these are the nations. And these nations are primarily Muslim nations. Georgia and Azerbaijan have a population of about 6 million Christians, Orthodox Christians. That's Armenia and Georgia, rather. So it's a combination of nations that have quite a mix of different religious beliefs. But exactly how and when they're going to come, we'll have to wait and see. But it's certain that this is a place to watch. These are the nations we want to look for and look at as a fulfillment of prophecy. The Bible is absolutely certain and sure. If it's wrong, then we're wrong. But the Bible has been proven accurate over and over and over again. So you need to continue to study this issue. And if you'd like more information, just write us at icyahweh.org or visit us there and look at our literature and order the literature that you feel would be important for your understanding. We have a lot of different topics that we cover, and this is a public service that we have in order to get the gospel of the kingdom of Yahweh to the world. Well, until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I do thank you for listening.